green energy captured interest decades ago, yet it remains a polarizing topic. Debate continues churning around how much wind and sun should figure into our energy supply. Fossil fuels, gas and oil and coal, still dominate. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz kicks off our series Project Milwaukee Power Switch by exploring the birth of the renewable movement in Wisconsin. She unearthed some of its passion and serendipity on a road trip to rural Portage County.
Amy Hart deftly maneuvers her white Lancer on northbound 45. It's a route she knows well.
We are headed to central Wisconsin, Stevens Point, Amherst area. When we're talking about where did clean energy come from in Wisconsin, this is definitely the impetus.
Hart prefers the term clean over green. As we near our destination, she points to sparkling solar installations on a brewery.
The first brewery in the state that installed solar.
Neighboring rooftops bear earlier iterations of solar.
The panels have changed a little bit for today's technology, but really pretty much the same.
Hart embraces the movement. She works in the city of Milwaukee's sustainability office and was anxious to introduce me to the trailblazers. She wasn't even born when Mark Klein began saying no to the status quo in the 1960s and 70s. As soon as the Appleton native picked up his high school diploma, he headed here, determined to live off the grid.
Enamored of the idea of owning a farm or living in a rural place. And so
How did that go?
Well, it went okay, because I'm in the same place I moved into almost 40 years ago.
It was on that home Klein installed his first solar panel, but would not describe it as his best work.
Really, all we got out of it was a radio and the occasional light bulb.
Time and experience have sharpened Klein's skills. We're meeting in the grain storage facility he transformed into his energy-efficient home construction business. Certain convictions have guided his life.
Sustainability and environmentalism, but we have a much deeper understanding of environmentalism and the impact of our fossil fuel decisions now than we did 30 years ago.
Hello.
7 miles south, Bob Ramlow jumped on the green energy bandwagon when he headed from Milwaukee to UW Stevens Point in the 60s to study natural resources.
You know, they wanted to build a nuclear power plant on the Wisconsin River, late 60s and early 70s, so that raised environmental awareness.
For Ramlow, the dots were connecting.
How to put it nicely, 99.5% of the scientists in the world do agree that climate change and environmental degradation is caused by burning fossil fuels. So we saw that back then.
For two decades, Ramlow and Mark Stein helped neighbors install solar systems and hoist the occasional small turbine. Ramlow says the inspiration to reach out to more people struck in 1990.
A editorial in Home Power magazine called for people with renewable energy systems to come out of the closet. It went something like, we know this stuff works, and so we should start strutting it. So we wrote a letter back that was published in the next issue saying that we were interested in starting an energy fair.
In less than 6 months, a dozen volunteers pulled off the first Midwest Renewable Energy Fair at the Amherst Fairgrounds. Ramlow says coincidentally, oil prices suddenly soared because Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait.
The week before the fair, the first Gulf War started. Quite a lot of people in the media related the Gulf War to energy. Duh! Is this about oil? So that, you know, we were on the news that there's this energy fair in Amherst, and on Sunday, over 5,000 people came that day.
Don Wickard worked at the state energy office at the time. He vividly remembers the day Bob Ramlow knocked on his door.
I think I wrote a little story about this called Three People with Ponytails. Two of them were guys, you know. They showed up at our office at DOA, sort of a conservative place, and said, we're going to put on this energy fair in the middle of the state, you know, in Amherst. And we said, right.
10 fairs came and went before Wisconsin set its first renewable energy standard. It required that 0.5% of energy produced here come from clean sources. In 2002, the state rolled out the program Focus on Energy, with funding pooled through utility fees. Don Wickert says the big picture goal was to cultivate energy efficiencies. A small fraction of its budget promoted renewable initiatives.
We had five different sub-programs. We focused on solar electric, solar water heating, small wind, biogas, and biomass. I'd say we had, if not the best programs in the country, in the top three.
Did the excitement spill over to traditional power producers? Weikert shakes his head.
Oh, they were completely ignoring it.
The cost of green was substantially higher. However, Kate Gordon says other states were impressed.
Focus on energy is actually quite groundbreaking, and a lot of people have followed it.
Gordon is director of energy and climate for the California-based group called Next Generation. She says Wisconsin stood out as an early leader in setting renewable standards and spearheading clean energy initiatives.
In Wisconsin in particular, because it's a place of really tight-knit communities and a lot of sort of bottom-up innovation, you know, things like MREA have been a place for people to really get energy literacy and then just have these great kind of cooperative networks. And that's absolutely the kind of thing that drives this stuff.
The MREA is busily preparing to stage its 24th energy fair this month, while the state has slipped from its high renewable status. Latoya Dennis will explore Wisconsin's portfolio Tuesday in Project Milwaukee Power Switch.